and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Farm Fest is just days away, running from August 5th through the 7th. One of the features that attracts attendees is the wide range of forums covering timely topics. This year is no exception. Farm Fest Forum Coordinator Kent Tesi joins the podcast to highlight this year's lineup of forums and the experts who are participating.
The Farm Fest forums have become a popular part of Farm Fest. It's kind of interesting. I get asked once in a while, historically, first of all, how I got involved with the forums of Farm Fest and when they started. Back when Farm Fest was in Lake Crystal from 1982 to 1989, in 1988, of course, was a major drought year across Minnesota and the upper Midwest. And at that time, I was working for the Extension Service in Blue Earth County. And the late Marlon Buss, when he was owner and manager of Farm Fest, of course, was from Lake Crystal, where I live, and contacted me about, hey, can we do some forums and information sessions on the drought and dealing with the drought, and can you line up some university resources? So that was kind of our start to doing forums that year in 1988, and we've been doing them every year since. So kind of an interesting little tidbit on the forums. We're going to kick off on Tuesday, August 5th at 9:30 in the morning with a forum that's actually gotten a lot of interest. It's titled, How Artificial Intelligence is Reshaping Agriculture. And of course, AI and ag is getting a lot of attention. Zach Johnson, who goes by the Millennial Farmer, he's from up in West Central Minnesota, is going to moderate that panel. And we have Ken O'Brien, who's an agronomy innovation leader with Corteva with Pioneer Seeds, is going to kind of focus on what's happening in the seed and agronomy part of the world with AI. And then we have Don Scriber with TerraClear, who in TerraClear is very big into drone technology, which is rapidly taking over a lot of parts of agriculture. So that should be a very interesting discussion. Then 10:30 that morning, we got our feature forum that morning in the forum building is titled Developing a Reliable Ag Policy Safety Net. And we'll obviously be covering some of the upgrades that were made to Title I provisions like reference prices and PLC in our county, as well as crop insurance in the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed a few weeks ago. And also some upgrades to crop insurance. We'll also talk about some things that didn't get covered. We'll talk about what that means for possible development of a full-time five-year farm bill, or skinny farm bill as they call it, later this year or into next year. We'll talk about other safety net provisions, not just with crops, but with livestock and specialty crops, and many other things there going on with ag policy. In our panel, we have four of our members of the U.S. House of Representatives from Minnesota. Representative Angie Craig, who represents the second district in Minnesota, the current ranking member of the U.S. House Ag Committee. Congressman Brad Finstead from the first district also sits on the U.S. House Ag Committee. And seventh district Congresswoman Michelle Fishback and eighth district Congressman Pete Stauber. So that should be a very interesting discussion. And then our afternoon discussion on Tuesday, 1:15, our feature forum is titled Building a Sustainable Future for Midwest Agriculture. That'll be headlined by U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. And of course, she's the ranking member of the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. And Tom Peterson, Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture. They'll be joined by a couple of top-notch people in the upper Midwest in sustainable aviation fuel. We have Charlotte Lawler, who's Director of Sustainable Aviation Fuel for Delta Airlines, and Julia Silva, who's Vice President of the Minnesota SAF Hub. And in addition, Dan Glessing, Minnesota Farm Bureau President, and Gary Wordish, Minnesota Farmers Union President. And that forum, we're going to get into a whole kind of looking where we're at with ag policy and some of the things, but also looking ahead. How do we build a sustainable future? How do we help beginning farmers? What about environmental issues? What about the Making America Healthy Again initiative? Some of those types of issues And so should be some, as well as, of course, renewable energy with the sustainable aviation fuel. So should be some great forums on that first day.
Farmers know the importance of policy and the things that influence their bottom lines, and the things you're talking about here, whether it's the artificial intelligence, the safety net, these are all things that have the potential to, in the short and long term, to certainly impact a farmer's operation.
Well, it really does. Certainly policy is part of it, but you know, over the years, over the decades, how farmers adapt to policy, whether it's continuing policy or policy change, is important in their individual operations. And certainly with, you know, just the one big beautiful bill and some of the changes in there may change some ideas and thoughts on farm safety nets. And certainly there's been some discussion, I know, with Congressman Finstead and others about improved safety nets for livestock producers, especially hog producers, on how they have some enhanced provisions there to protect against low profit levels, either from diseases or low prices or packer issues, whatever the case may be. And certainly when you get into sustainable, we know what the ethanol industry and renewable and biodiesel have done for our farm economy. And there's many folks have said that going to the next level on renewable energy, which includes sustainable aviation fuel, could be another real spark plug, I guess, for the ag economy. Obviously, we keep producing more and more corn and soybeans on the same acreage with improved crop genetics and management practices. We got to find continued uses of those corn and soybeans and other crops to move forward. And it isn't just corn and soybeans. It's looking at alternative crops. It looks at looking at future for livestock and other opportunities that might be out there.
Well, and that certainly segues into what's happening on Wednesday morning. As I understand, one of the first things out of the blocks that day is an Ag Outlook Forum.
Right. We're going to kick off Wednesday morning. Well, Wednesday, I guess, traditionally kicks off with the Minnesota Farm Bureau Pancake Breakfast, a free breakfast that starts at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10. And last year, that moved from the Forum building down to the Farm Bureau tent, which is at the north end of the Farm Fest grounds. And that's where that pancake breakfast will be again this year. And one thing, the north end of the grounds will look a little different this year. They've moved the big ag tents with all the exhibits and displays that used to be in the center of the grounds down to the north end of the grounds that will be closer to that Farm Bureau tent. So not only can you get free pancakes, there'll be a lot to see down at that end of the grounds as well. In the Forum building at 9:15, we'll have our FarmFest Ag Outlook Forum. And we got a great panel here. These will be just little short presentations with plenty of time for Q&A. Kurt Blumgren, who's the new state FSA director, will be one of the panel members. Brian Werner, executive director of Minnesota Biofuels. Mark Schultz, North Star Commodities, regular feature at on the LFN and other places, will be there to give his overview of the crop and livestock markets. And Dave Nicolai, University of Minnesota crops specialist with the Extension Service. Then our feature forum that morning at 10:30, we're going to talk trade issues beyond the trade deficit, rethinking trade balance and opportunities. U.S. Senator Tina Smith will be on that panel, along with George Cesario, who's deputy counsel with the Council of Mexico out of the St. Paul. And they'll be joined by Randy Sprunk, who's immediate past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Chad Willis, another Minnesota farmer who's past chair of the U.S. Grains Council, and Darren Johnson, the current president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. And then Wednesday afternoon, we're going to take a little different focus. We're going to look at the future outlook for Minnesota's higher education in agriculture and workforce development. And we have Dr. Harris Charlier, who's president of Central Lakes College. They've really delved into this workforce issue at through the Minscu system. Also, We have Mary Holtz Klaus, who's chancellor of the University of Minnesota Crookston. And between Dr. Charlier and Dr. Klaus, they've worked closely together with MinSCU and the University of Minnesota, looking at the higher education and how we can build a stronger workforce, both with two-year and four-year education opportunities. They'll be joined by Brian Boer, who's the Dean of the University of Minnesota CFANS, College of Food, Agriculture, and Natural Science. Bev Durgan, the Dean of University of Minnesota Extension, certainly talking about how some of our opportunities for young people through 4-H and other opportunities feed into this. And Keith Olander, Executive Director of AgCentric, and he'll kind of talk about workforce issues through the MinSCU system as well as the Farm Business Management Program. So some great panels that middle day.
Certainly, we understand the opportunities for young people getting into agriculture. It's not, you know, not just the boots on the ground, so to speak. There's a lot of opportunities there, but we do need that that educated workforce, and it sounds like folks are recognizing that and really pushing to fill those needs.
Yeah, it's really important, I think, and not just four-year degrees, but two-year degrees, and it really starts with a strong program in our high schools and through FFA and with 4-H and then building into these opportunities. And it isn't just going back to the farm. There's a lot of ag-related fields and professions you can go into and great opportunities for youth that come from rural areas, whether you grow up on a farm or in a small community or even in a larger community. Many of the suburban schools now are having ag curriculum. So a great thing, great time to come to Farm Fest and hear about the latest and greatest along those lines.
They have, you know, the forums happening at the WIC building, but there's also some important things involving livestock. Tell me about those.
Yeah, we've the last couple of years really tried to ramp up our forums that we offer in the livestock tent. Of course, that's where they have the shoot demonstrations. The livestock tent will be moved at FarmFest this year to the southwest portion of the grounds. It used to be at the north end. And Tuesday, August 5th at 11:15, we have a forum called Strategies to Navigate the New World Screwworm and Other Pandemic Livestock Diseases. And the New World Screwworm certainly getting a lot of national attention. And we'll focus a little bit on why maybe Minnesota producers should be thinking about that as well and the potential harm it could have. Dr. Brian Haves, State Veterinarian of the Minnesota Board of Animal Health, and Tom Peterson, Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture, will be there, along with Bernd Nelson, who's an economist with American Farm Bureau and has really studied the potential economic impacts that the New World Screwworm and other diseases could have on the livestock and agriculture industry in the U.S. Then Wednesday, August 6th, 11:15, we got a forum titled In the Red or In the Black, Managing Risks and Finding Profits in Cattle and Hog Markets. Mark Schultz of North Star Commodities will be, he'll be on our Outlook forum in the morning, and he'll be there in the livestock tent to talk more specifically and in depth on the livestock markets. We also, again, have Bernd Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, who's a real expert on cattle and hog markets. And then Callie Flower with Hurley and Associates. And she's really specialized in the LRP insurance program, a livestock risk program that's similar to crop insurance, only thing for livestock producers. So she'll be on that panel as well. And then the third day at 10 in the morning is the Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification put on by the State Cattlemen's Association and Minnesota Beef Council.
For more information about the forums and all things Farm Fest, go to farmfest.com. You'll find more podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Tune in to your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market analysis daily.